Clinical Documentation Improvement, or CDI, is crucial in improving patient care, and there are many software programs available to augment CDI efforts, including computer-assisted coding and prioritization. On this episode, we'll examine the latest in CDI technology as we begin part one of this two-part series. Welcome to Modern Practice. I'm your host, Dr. Tom Villanueva, Principal for Operations and Quality at Vizient and Practicing Internist. Joining me is Rachel Mack, Consulting Director at Vizient. Rachel, welcome to Modern Practice.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Vizient.
Yeah. So I am a consulting director of CDI here at Vizient, and I do a lot of things in this role. Primarily, I am assigned to clients who are honestly just really looking to up-level their CDI and coding program, sometimes in many ways, sometimes in one way, just kind of depends on the client. Some people bring us on to train new CDI specialists. Some leaders bring us on to do a refresher education for old school CDI specialists. Some people bring us in because they know their staffing is off, their coding program is off, all sorts of things like that. Most programs bring us in because at some point their CDI coding program has simply lost its way and they are needing help sailing that ship in the right direction.
Actually, I couldn't agree with you more. I've actually had the pleasure of working with you on CDI, in which I've actually found it to be opportunities on both sides, where there's a physician or provider side where, frankly, CDI is not clinically intuitive. It's just not what we're taught. And frankly, it's because providers usually write notes for other providers and not so much for the coders of the CDI. And then you've mentioned there's opportunities on the other side with the CDSs or even the coders as well.
Completely agree. You kind of hit the nail on the head there. I also think that for physicians, they just don't realize how important each document that they create can be for a patient. And I think with some education, with some guidance, with some what we typically call in CDI at the elbow support, that tends to improve quite a bit. And they start to really interact with the CDI and coding team, answer queries, their documentation improves, all sorts of things like that.
Yeah. So how has the rise in value-based care spurred on the use of technology when it comes to clinical documentation improvement?
I'm actually going to go back to what I lovingly call the Stone Ages of CDI to start to answer this question. So essentially, the technology piece of CDI definitely did not start in the 80s, but around 1983, the MS-DRG payment system really started to take off. This really started to take off with the differentiation of CCs and MCCs, hit or miss around 2007, 2008. Hospitals, leaders, nurses, all sorts of people realized, hey, we can really grow these programs, really make some cash for the hospital if we can get these things documented really well. And so that's not technically value-based purchasing, but that's really where the start of CDI technology and the growth of those programs really, really started to take off. As value-based purchasing, as risk adjustment, as quality, as all sorts of things have grown in the CDI space, CDI technology really shot for the stars. It really has taken off. And a lot of these programs tend to make, in some areas, CDI specialists, their lives easier. And in some areas, they make it quite a bit harder to do their jobs every day.
So you and I have heard over the last few years about the use of AI when it comes to CDI or other components that add on to even a dictation module. Can you describe or even elaborate on the current status of the CDI technology today?
Sure. A lot of programs are using, you mentioned AI, artificial intelligence. What they are doing is essentially, we've got incredible programs here in 2022 that can pre-read what is already in the healthcare record. And because it's learned from human behavior, it's learned from previous documentation, and it's learned what its creators have told it, have taught it, it can kind of preempt some conditions. Sometimes it does it really, really well. Some things it does it really, really well for are things like lab findings. A very simple example is hyponatremia. If a computer program sees that a patient's sodium level is 127, it sees that there's no documentation of that, or it sees that there is documentation of that, it can simply say, hey, I see hyponatremia. Some of the things that I personally, this is a Rachel opinion, take it or leave it is what I always like to say. Some of the things it's sometimes not so good at doing is taking information that is a little bit vague, very human documented, and compiling that into a potential diagnosis. A couple of things that come to mind are encephalopathy. A lot of programs that use artificial intelligence really aren't that great at identifying this, again, because it's so vague and it uses a variety of sources to try and find this information. Another one it's hit or miss at is sepsis. Some hospitals are still using the SIRS criteria plus infection. Other hospitals are using SOFA criteria. Documentation is pretty off the walls when it comes to sepsis these days. So sometimes it's really hard for artificial intelligence programs to really hone in on those things as well. But what it's doing is it's trying to do a CDS's job in many cases. It's looking for things that quote unquote aren't there, that aren't documented.
So if you look at some of the issues that we still have, what are some of the pros in using a CDI software?
I am a huge Excel spreadsheet, a Microsoft Word user, you know, anything to make my life more organized. There are a lot of pros with all of the CDI software technologies that are out there today. Simply having a work list, and I'm going to, again, take it back old school. I started CDI in 2012, and the first 3 to 4 months of me doing the job, we did not have a CDI program. And it was pulling teeth, painful to try and do your job. You had to have an Excel spreadsheet. You had to have a Word document. You had to have multiple programs open just to try and keep yourself organized. Simply having a work list of what you're supposed to do, the patients you're supposed to see, your follow-up list when you're supposed to see them, opening it up, having all of your wonderful CDI notes that you left for yourself from the previous review so you don't go in there blind, you know exactly where you left off. Most of the CDI programs have a grouper or an encoder of some sort built in them, so it just keeps your codes. I hate to say I could go on and on with the pros, but if you are an organized, efficient person and you are trying to see 8 to 12 new patients a day, follow up on all of them, follow up on all your queries, do physician education, check your email and attend meetings, a CDI software, any of them is going to be a huge pro for a CDI specialist.
So Rachel, you know I'm married to a dentist and she's explained to me several times that pulling teeth isn't all that difficult.
It's not difficult, but it's painful. That's two different things.
So basically, cutting it short, it just makes work more efficient for the CDS by using in pros. So what about the cons?
Okay, I've got a story for everything. Sure. So I'm going to start with a story. It's very brief, and then I'll talk about the cons. This was a few years ago. We had some CDI specialists that when they first were taught how to do CDI, they were not taught to review the record in the actual EMR. They were taught how to do CDI reviewing the record that came through in the CDI technology that we were using. So I think for everybody listening to this, CDI software is not perfect, just like the internet's not perfect and it goes down, Microsoft goes down. Once or twice a year, CDI technology just goes kaput, you know, for 30 minutes, for an hour, for 4 hours, for the weekend, whatever the case may be. And the software went down in like the middle of a day on a Tuesday or something like that. And we had several CDI specialists emailing us, how am I supposed to do my job? I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. Help me, help me, help me. So I use that obviously as a little bit of a dramatic bolster for my point, but some of the cons for CDI software is and technology is as humans, anything that makes our lives easier, we become very dependent on it. Those CDI specialists should never have been taught to do CDI that way. You always use the EMR as the source of truth. Do I believe 99.9% of information gets into that CDI software? I absolutely do. Notes are transferred. CDI specialists and coders can view them that way. But again, we become dependent on it and we literally can't do our jobs when somebody removes one rung from the ladder. So that's one of the cons. Another con, I think, is a lot of these technology programs kind of claim to be able to do the critical thinking component of a CDI specialist job for them. And that is most certainly not true. And again, I mentioned just a minute ago, getting dependent on something because it makes your life easier. I think a lot of times for people who use these programs day in and day out, it can kind of start to affect your critical thinking piece. A lot of these programs are based on CC capture, MCC capture, PDX, things like that. Vizient is not the only risk adjustment company out there. There are multiple others, US News and World Report, Elixhauser, that are adding these diagnoses that really didn't seem important a few years ago. But I always use the one hypokalemia. I use some chronic fatigue and debilities diagnoses that we simply looked over up until recently. And a lot of these technology programs really are not digging into that level of CDI. So I think that CDI specialists, again, one of the big cons is your critical thinking brain really starts to go away and you start to really depend on that software to do your job.
Have you noticed that because you're taking away that critical thinking component, it actually affects the queries occurring with physicians?
I think that it can. I think just because people forget the importance of things like chronic fatigue and debilities, things like metastatic cancer has to be very specific and very localized and documented well enough to code out. I think that it does, and I think that it can. I'm kind of shooting back to your other question and combining it with this one, with the critical thinking piece. It's kind of affected CDS's decision-making skills about, let's say I have 6 query opportunities on this record, which 3 do I send? I think that it has absolutely impacted that piece of it. Some facilities, they can send 6 queries a day and that's okay. I don't know a lot of facilities like that. They kind of have to pick and choose their battles. Yeah. But I think it's made picking and choosing their battles a little bit harder.
I get that. So how would you advise an organization or even practices, even trying to evaluate CDI technology? I mean, what do they need to think about?
That's a really good question. I think they need to think about a couple of things. One, CDI software, I hate to say, it's not going anywhere, right? You got to have a program, you got to have something to do your job, which I think is great. And as I mentioned before, there are a ton of pros in regarding productivity and efficiency and things like that. So choose your software well. I would not purchase a software that claimed that it could do a CDS's job for them. The great thing about the software piece is the software plus the CDI specialist, that's the perfect team. That's hitting it out of the park if they can both work together really well. If that CDI specialist can hang on to their critical thinking skill, hang on to their CDI hat, review that record from beginning to end, and not count on a CDI software to review the record for them every single time. So healthcare organizations thinking about which program they're going to buy and thinking about, now we have this program, let's train our CDI specialists from day one, or retrain CDI specialists who have developed bad habits. It is what it is. It happens. But let's train these people from the ground up to use this software to make them absolutely incredible at their job. Again, the hitting it out of the park with the human component plus the artificial intelligence component, that is absolutely the way to go.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. And if you'd like to contact Rachel, we put her email address in the resource section of our podcast page, and she'll return the next episode to continue our discussion. And if you have any additional questioning pertaining to modern practice or simply want to send us a comment, please contact us at our email at modernpracticepodcast.com. We've posted a link in our resource sessions as well. And please join us for other Modern Practice podcasts. Subscribe today, like us, and send us your comments. I'm Dr. Tom Villanueva. Thank you so much for listening.